I'd like to ask David.
Hello,
about...
young lady. Hello.
Thank you.
Do you come from Japan?
Yes.
Oh, for that. Can I ask you a question?
When you think of Japan, what do you think of first?
The first thing I think of when I think of Japan is wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
When I went there 10 years ago, I met some marvelous people, and ever since we came back and had visitors, we've had some wonderful, wonderful people. And I also think of the marvellous scenery in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Miyajima Island, for example, was absolutely fantastic.
I think of the
technology.
Technology,
as Mal said, yeah. And I like the way everything seems to be done properly.
Uh-huh.
Everything is right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's I don't know. You don't skimp. Think when something's done, it's done properly, and there's a lot of personal investment and a lot of time involved in it. And when I went to the Panasonic Museum, the factory in Osaka, this was obvious that over many, many years, Japan had developed this way of working and the principles that they put into their technology. I just think of that. It's a fabulous way of doing it.
Yes, thank you for saying that. And the second question is, about your country, what are you most proud of?
That is such a difficult question. I don't know what I'm proud of. We have a long history, some of which I'm proud about and some of which I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think possibly the innovation and the inventions that England has actually, Britain, UK, has given to the world. Things like
so
the railways, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody said the invention that made the world smaller.
Yeah.
You know, so I think things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the first to do many other things too. And I think that's always a good legacy.
Yeah.
But there are some things we shouldn't be proud of as well.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to meet you.